Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You naked bunch of bitches.
Comedian Mark Lundholm in the studio later on this morning. Petey Mac will be here. Craig Evans in the house. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. You can pick up the podcast on Stitcher and iTunes. All that crazy stuff you can do. And Stephen Hawking died too, by the way. Overnight.
He did. 79 players had the 76-year-old Stephen Hawking. And let's see, where are we going to start here?
Just start with A.
The U's.
Okay.
With the U. Okay.
Start with the U.
Aretha Franklin gets a hit.
Good choice, Todd. Good letter. Good letter.
Oh, no, I guess that's Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Gets
say
a hit. Right. As does Von Bender. Why'd you put lettuce on here? Gets a hit.
Mm-hmm.
As does You Said Duty and Zach Morris Gave Me Crabs. One Sharp Dick Harp gets a hit.
Old Dick Harp stands behind his boys, man.
Nine Beer Lunch Date gets a hit, as does Anthony Weiner's Selfie Stick.
Oh, yeah.
Associated Press gets a hit.
Associated Press.
See, there's not enough
purrs
in there.
No.
Ass Cancer gets a hit.
Ooh.
Which, nobody likes that.
No.
Was there an episode of Saved by the Bell where Zach Morris had crabs?
I don't think so. I don't think they delved into that particular sexually transmitted disease.
Maybe he got a crab.
I don't know where that came from. I think somebody explained to us that Deadpool name a while back, but I'm not sure what it was.
Well, that would have been a good episode, I think.
You would think they would start with chlamydia. But crabs is kind of like, you can get rid of it. Here's a comb.
Crabs is pretty harmless.
Right.
Here's some shampoo and a comb.
He borrowed it from Screech.
Screech didn't need it at the time.
Yeah, good point. He wasn't getting laid.
And if all else fails, here's a pair of clippers.
Right.
Shameless plug for a cider.
Which one?
Barry.
Oh, Barry.
This is a McCalkin.
Okay, got it.
Cider.
Yeah, you don't see them advertised on TV very much. No. So they count on the Deadpool for all their pub.
Right. Blackout sucks. Play with Jim.
Play with Jim?
Yes.
No.
You might be into that, depending on who it is.
Gets a hit.
Yeah.
There is an old story about how a transmission in my van broke. And so, or it was blown, and so Blowing Trannies with Craig gets a hit.
Oh, somebody joining you.
I guess so.
Somebody joining you.
He's always happy to help you.
Yeah.
Happy joy.
Let's see. Kate's Sandball gets a hit. Chainsaw Accident gets a hit, as does Charlie Sheen's HIV.
Ooh.
Craig Hates My Deadpool Name gets a hit, as does Daddy Bong Legs.
I'm visualizing that
it's
now.
It's like a cartoon, isn't it?
Daddy Bong Legs gets a hit with the now dead 76-year-old Stephen Hawking.
Congratulations, you had Stephen Hawking on your Deadpool.
Yeah.
Because that guy could have been going on for a long time still.
Another death to report. A rapper that was huge back in the day, Craig Mack, passed away. Heart failure at the age of 46.
Nobody
rose to fame in the mid-90s.
Was that his rapping name?
Petey knows
Craig Mack. Yes.
One hit, Petey said.
I recognize the name.
Yeah, he was a big deal, apparently, according to Diddy.
All right.
No relation to Petey Mack.
Not at all.
No.
No, he spells his with a K.
Right.
No, he was the first artist to release an album on P. Diddy's Bad Boy Records label. P. Diddy said that he helped build that. So, big deal. No one had him, though, in our Deadpool. Let's see here. Ooh. It was on this date in 1794. Something that has oddly been a topic of conversation on this show for years, occasionally.
Cotton gin.
Eli Whitney patented his cotton gin.
Right. Every once in a while, it's got to be the right guess.
it's always a guess.
Right. If you guess it once a week, all year round, eventually you're going to get it right.
Yep. The invention made it possible to clean 50 pounds of cotton per day.
Yeah. Although I think there may have been some years where we were like off during cotton gin week.
We might have.
That could be, yeah. Yeah.
So
we've been wrong on that for years.
You whiffed every week that year.
Yeah. Hey, you got to take a few swings before you get a hit.
Yeah, it's Tebow. They cut him.
Did they?
Well, he's in minor leagues. They cut him.
Yeah, they sent him down to minor.
He's going
to
be cut. Just get rid of him.
Oh, they sent him down?
Yeah, get rid of the experiment.
He was like one
How far
eight,
down?
He was like 1-for-18 in spring training.
How far down did they send him?
They don't know yet. They have to reassign him later.
Right, they don't assign
him. He's done.
After spring training's over.
He sucked.
If you saw him.
You're right, as usual. He sucked. Why are you hating on him? Because he sucks?
I'm sure they put him up against other major league pitchers.
He did. He was actually up with the Mets
There was some famous pitcher who
Max
struck
Scherzer.
Him out.
Max Scherzer put him down in about 40 seconds.
Right.
Bam, 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 sit down.
You know, in a couple more years, he'll be 40. He'll make it back up.
Just go back to doing bad TV.
Well,
Tim.
Somebody mentioned finally on the, you know, because there was a lot of love because of the crap, but they basically said, stop this jersey selling Disneyland thing. Just move on. Just get rid of it. It's a jersey selling prank, is what it is.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
There's a lot of time he's wasting at the plate. And he could be spreading the good word.
That's right.
That's true.
Right.
He could be saving some souls out there.
Yeah.
Instead of wasting time getting K'd by some major league pitcher.
Exactly.
That's true. Students and teachers across the country walking out of classrooms in show of support.
Good for them.
For the 17 people killed in a Florida high school shooting and advocate for stricter gun control laws.
Oh, kids should just shut up. Stop. I still haven't gotten an answer of what they should do as an acceptable form of protest.
Shut up.
No, an acceptable form of protest.
Don't protest at all.
You may not.
If you don't like the current situation, move to Asia. I just read that on Facebook the other day. It was actually the guy used the continent of Asia, too, for some reason. If you don't like the current situation, I won't say who he's talking about. He said move to Asia. And, boy, the comments on his was hilarious because apparently everybody was saying, you're an idiot.
Yeah. So am I just a bleeding heart?
Yes.
Am I just way too empathetic? Because when Trump was ready to ship everybody out of the country who was any shade of brown.
Right. He still does that, by the way.
ISIS
separating families
who
over the country.
Some shades of brown were somewhat afraid.
Yes.
They took him kind of seriously.
They still are. What are you talking about? Yeah. I mean, they're splitting up families. And they're.
And I think the kids are finally realizing that now.
You got to vote.
Well, the school shootings could happen. You always used to hear, oh, well, that can't happen here. Well, now they know. They're smarter than that.
My kids
they
talk about it.
They know it could happen here, so they're scared.
My kids are scared, and they've talked about it.
And they should be.
Yeah, I know they should be. I'm scared.
I mean, they have every right to
so
be.
So I'm tired of the idiots yelling at me because I'm the flaming lefty. No, I'm scared for my kids.
Now, so tell me. If you're against the kids walking out of school because they should be learning the last...
Learn something they didn't learn, these people? Yeah.
They should learn to the last digit the value of pi.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do if I was a teacher. I'd say calculate to the last digit the value of pi, and then you can go outside. But what is, to you, an acceptable form of protest? Because I think they have every right to do that.
You're not getting any calls on that, Todd. No. You're not getting any emails either because...
Those people
You may not protest the Constitution.
Right. There is no school shooting problem, and there is no social injustice, so why don't you libs just shut up?
Yeah, we're not going to.
So you can't protest the document that gives you the right to protest?
No.
That's it. Yeah. Unless
Okay, sure.
Unless it agrees with me.
As long as I got that straight.
I'm glad. You may not protest the Constitution.
Blood money from the NRA, still winning.
Empower, the group organizing the walkout protest at schoolrooms across the country. It says the walkout will happen today, 10 a.m. local time.
And once again,
lasting
in
17 minutes.
Like PD mentioned yesterday, we're walking out here at 10 a.m.
Exactly.
I saw this morning, it said MTV was going dark for 17 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
At 10 a.m. Eastern this morning.
Anybody notice?
No, all right. MTV 2.
No, I think the mothership, yeah. MTV 1. Yeah. So.
What they should actually do is play videos for 17 minutes because no one would recognize them.
I don't know what horrible show they're preempting by silence. But
weekdays probably better. At 10 a.m. I have no idea what would be on MTV, you know.
It's probably Backdoor with Farrah, and they cut it right at the good part.
Oh, yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about there.
I think it's called Teen Mom, Farrah Goes Dark.
Yeah.
And they bring in a black guy, and then they cut the screen. For 17 minutes, they cut the screen.
Farrah, give us a call. Pride of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Farrah Abraham, give us a call.
Indeed. Todd.
Todd.
Todd, 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 Todd. I'm sorry to bring this up. More children going to the ER for allergy-related illnesses. According to a new study from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, it showed ER visits for anaphylaxis spiked 150% from 2010 to 2016. Nearly half of those severe reactions were from foods, especially peanuts, tree nuts, and seeds.
Three things I masturbate with.
Yeah, I know we had a good cause we were dreaming up the other day.
What was it?
The hell was it? I forget all these good causes. But the company never gets behind it.
Never.
They never listen to us, and they never get behind it.
No.
So I
eventually they will, Todd.
I will propose Todd and Tyler's Kid Allergy Prevention Program, where we take the kids out somewhere.
You got to use the word nut in there. I like the word nut in any kind of protest.
No, no. It's just allergies in general.
Todd and Tyler's free-range nuts for kids.
Yeah. Well, we take them out, and they eat dirt.
I don't know if that had anything to do with it, eating dirt, because, you know, we always brag about eating dirt as kids.
No, I think it had a lot to do with eating dirt.
I don't know if dirt gives you, immunity to nuts.
Eating dirt and licking squirrels.
In the morning.
We did a lot of that as kids, so consequently, our immune system
Let's clarify
that. Back up. North Dakota was weird.
I hung out with some squirrels. I never licked
one. Yeah, I was in rural Iowa, and we weren't licking squirrels.
You were licking pigs.
You guys weren't fast
enough.
So were
you.
You weren't fast. They could run. They could run quicker in North Dakota.
Pennsylvania,
there was a lot of squirrels, man.
Yeah, probably.
Tons of squirrels.
Probably.
And a ton of nuts, man.
Probably licking ground.
My whole yard was full of walnuts when I was a kid. Maybe that's the reason I'm not allergic. They're walnuts.
I guarantee that.
Three big walnut trees in my yard growing up. They were all over the frickin' place. Man, and squirrels.
And if you don't like
squirrels
them,
squirrels and walnuts.
You don't have to eat them.
Yeah.
Just lick them.
We lick the nuts, not the squirrels.
Or both.
Maybe we need a doctor to help us out. Dr. Mina can tell us why.
In fact,
eventually.
That's the best is you find a squirrel and you wrestle him for that walnut that he has.
And then lick it.
Yep. And lick them both. You lick the squirrel, that distracts him. You steal the walnut from him. You lick that, your immunity system is fine.
That's probably why the company's not behind us in this particular effort.
It's an excellent idea.
It's not,
standing behind
their
boys.
It's
not fully fleshed out.
It's a trailblazing idea. So you get your little brainstorming committee together, and when you got it all figured out, we'll come and be your spokespeople. Because we don't want to be parts of meetings anymore.
Nope.
Out of Tampa, Florida, WESA is reporting on a woman who visited Hamburger Mary's. She's now suing the place for $1.5 million.
What was in a hamburger from Mary's?
She says she was injured by a drag queen's breast.
Now, give me a break.
Why is that?
Did it swing around here in the face or what?
Meldine Molina said she was with other guests and family members at the restaurant for dinner to celebrate a friend's birthday. The suit says that Molina was unaware of the drag queen show.
It's a great drag tree name, though, drag queen name, Hamburger Mary.
Yeah. It is.
Well, is that it's gay themed, isn't it? Hamburger Mary's?
Or is it just a hamburger place called Hamburger Mary's?
It's a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
It's a chain, but I think it's actually gay-themed. It's LGBT-friendly cool. and all.
I'm unaware of them.
I think there's one down in Kansas City.
Didn't know.
Melina was unaware of the drag queen show until music began playing. She heard somebody at another table mention the show. Melina was sitting with her back to the table. She watched the show before turning back around and continuing to eat and socialize with her friends. When she turned back around again to watch the show, the performer, Amanda.
Hug and kiss.
Yeah. Amanda DeHood, or DeHood, I don't even know how to pronounce the name, pointed at her and began to walk toward her table. In the complaint, Melina said she turned back around, not wishing to draw attention to herself.
Yeah.
But Amanda touched the shoulder and then walked in front of her and grabbed her head. The performer then wiggled herself against the plaintiff's face.
That's a drag queen's
and
do.
Head 8 times.
No.
Allegedly grabbing Melina's face. Pushed it, shook it several times.
I shook it at her.
This was a motorboating accident?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're at a drag queen show. They do that.
And yes, this is a gay-themed restaurant, yeah. And there is one in Kansas City, too.
Before pounding it against...
Curious that you know that.
Yes.
Amanda's chest violently.
Todd wasn't even reading, by the way. He's off top. He wears that shirt once in a while.
I know they have one in Denver, so...
Huh. Okay, another place you go all the time.
Yeah.
So why...
Melina then went to the hospital, to the emergency room for pain... And uncontrollable headaches. And now, they say the restaurant failed to advise anyone of possible danger, so she is suing for $1.5 million.
Possible motorboating accidents at Hamburger Mary's.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Violently pounded by drag queen breasts. There's guys that would pay extra for that.
Hell yeah.
If this woman had
I saw a drag queen dance for my old man years ago. That was the weirdest thing, but she was hot. But then it was a dude. Which I knew going in.
Oh, did
Thank
you?
Thank goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
But still,
Dad was digging
her hot.
Dad was digging it.
Well.
The girl, it was like this hot chick. And then the dude came out in jeans and a shirt and bald head, and it was a dude.
How'd you like that dance?
It was at the casino years ago here at a drag queen show.
They did a piece on RuPaul.
It's actually pretty fun.
RuPaul was on CBS Sunday Morning.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some hot drag queens.
Yeah, until they take their drag queen stuff off, then they're dudes.
Until the duct tape comes off.
Right. And they can shake your strippers can shake your head around like that too. So you got to be careful. You know what you're getting into, right? If she entered that place,
she said she didn't know.
She might have trouble winning this. They might be like, "Hey, we'll pay your hospital bills.
This
get
is
away."
It. Yeah, where you got to do your homework.
She said she didn't know.
Yeah, if you go to Hamburger Mary's, there is a good chance you will be violently pounded
by
drag queen breasts.
By the motor-boated drag queen.
Right.
You know, she's probably a big girl, too.
Oh, yeah. Saucy.
I suppose.
Here's my big boobs.
Big linebacker-sized drag queen.
You're projecting now. Is that your favorite?
Again, you don't hear about the opposite, though. There's no such thing as drag kings.
No.
It's not women. No. Women don't go dress as men and parade about.
They don't parade. No, it's not a fun show, probably.
No.
Nobody wants to see that.
Social events at the University of Kansas frats are being banned.
You don't hear any, redneck white American males. Why aren't there any drag kings? When's International Man Day? When's the International Street Guy Parade?
Oh, you'll hear that crap. So what happened in Jayhawk Country?
Oh, they the frats are being banned for the rest of the spring semester.
Man, what'd they do?
The Interfraternity Council at KU announced that it had issued a self-imposed temporary freeze for all 24 frat chapters under its jurisdiction. Two frats were sanctioned after being accused of hazing. 3 chapters suspended by their national headquarters. The frats will still be allowed to take part in community service events,
just show up like
philanthropic activities, and chapter events.
It should be just like Animal House. If we pick you, come party with us. Join the club. No burlap underwear, that crap.
Or they should just
don't go. Don't do frats.
Maybe eliminate the Greek system entirely.
Or just make friends on your own.
Well, I'm with you totally. I mean.
because
I wasn't a frat
for
guy.
Every good piece of news you hear out of the Greek system, you hear about 10 dead guys.
Right. It's either dudes haze it too much or chicks just doing horrible things to each other.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Come on, ladies.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.